Good morning, folks. Welcome back to WFIW, the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. I've got a guest on the line. It's Tom Sterling. He is the presenter tonight for Fairfield Rotary Club's Wayne County Farm Bureau Travelogue. They're going to have a show tonight at the First Baptist Church Activity Room. And that'll start at 7:15. Tickets are available from Country Insurance or at the offices of McDowell, Kenchelo, and Jessup in downtown Fairfield. How you doing, Tom Sterling? What's new?
What's new? Well, I'm going to be in Fairfield, Illinois this evening. That's what's new.
That is new. You ever been here? Have you done rotary presentations here before?
I've done it. I've been to Fairfield once before, about 2-3 years ago.
What was the movie?
Oh, my gosh. I've got 17 of them, so I'm not sure which one it was. I'm guessing it might have been a film on Scotland. I have two of those. Or it might have been a film on Bhutan.
Okay. So you basically, whenever this called a travelogue, you've traveled all over the world, haven't you? How many countries do you know?
Oh, my gosh, no. I've never sat down and counted. No, but a bunch of them, yeah.
How many passports have you filled out? Now I hate asking that, because that kind of indicates an age there too, and I hate to do that.
Yeah, I think I've filled up three of them so far.
That's pretty good. That's all right.
Yeah.
How do you pick out stories of what you? Well, tonight's story is tonight's show is about the Land of the Superior Woodland Drummer. Or, pardon me, Land of the Woodland Drummer. It's Superior. Tell us about tonight's show and tell us about how you go about picking out the topics.
Well, this film is basically, I'm a Michigan kid.
Uh-huh.
And this is a backyard film.
Are you from Rock County and Iron County up there in the UP? Are you a UPer?
Well, my mother was born in Escanaba. She's a Uper.
Oh, okay.
And my father was born in Ohio, and he went to Jackson, Michigan to get a job. My mother came there to teach, and they met, and voila, here I am.
Well, that's good. That's good. All right. And the Woodland Drummer, it's not about somebody playing the drums at all, is it?
No. I often have people say, you ask them what the Woodland Drummer is, and they think it's an Indian. I said, no. No, Superior, when I say Superior, of course, I'm usually talking about Lake Superior or Lake Superior Country.
Uh-huh.
I'm often reminded of a moment at a program in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I was doing this program, and I was standing in the lobby next to my host. We were chatting, and patrons were coming in, and one of them walked up to the host, not realizing who I was, with his season ticket. And on it were the five shows for that season. And he walked up, and he said, I got a question. He says, why is this film rated superior to the other four? Well, that's Louisiana.
Yeah.
If you're from the Great Lakes, Superior means something else, and that's what this is about. This is not your typical travel film. This is a wildlife film, really, about the wild country in Lake Superior Country, Michigan, Ontario, a little bit of Wisconsin. And like I say, it's a backyard film. I grew up in Michigan. I just always wanted to do just the wild country around Lake Superior. I have a degree as an interpretive field naturalist at the University of Michigan. So
okay.
I'm a naturalist is what I am, a wildlife filmmaker. I do what they call travel adventure films, and I put a lot of wildlife in my shows. But this one has a lot of wildlife. It's really a wildlife film about the North Country.
And the Woodland Drummer, now I haven't looked anything up, and I don't think you and I talked about it when I talked to you a few days ago, or yesterday, or a couple of days ago. It's a bird, right?
It is a bird. It's
Woo-hoo!
The state bird of Pennsylvania. It's a very popular game bird, and it's the rough grouse.
Oh, is that right?
And in the springtime, it's a chicken-sized bird. In the springtime, the male rough grouse gets up on a log in the woods, and he beats his wings, and he makes a bump sound. And that is to advertise the fact that that's his territory. Other males are to stay out. And to the ladies, he's available.
Were you able to capture some of that going on?
A lot of it. He's the main character in the show.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's great. Basically, so you've got basically a big grouse, not the size of pound and a half? You think pound and a half?
Yep. They're a small size of a small chicken. Yeah.
Do they hibernate? Do they fly from one place to go from one place? Emigrate, I guess. That's not the word. What's the word I'm looking for?
No, they don't. They don't migrate.
Migrate.
They stay in their own little territory year round. And in the winter, when there's a lot of snow, they spend the nights under the snow because it's warmer under the snow.
Well, I'm going to say
insulation.
There's plenty of snow up in the northern part of Michigan and Wisconsin.
Yep. Yeah, the range of this bird is all the way from southern Alaska to the Carolinas. And Michigan is right about in the middle of that range.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, it's a very popular game bird. I hunted them when I was a kid growing up. And when I got into college, I started a new interest in that animal and wanted to know more about it. So I spent a lot of time photographing them and studying them. And so they are a main character in the show, along with a lot of other critters that occupy the North Country, things like beavers and wolves and moose and deer and all sorts of things.
How do you choose your topics? You said that you said this one is mainly a naturalist film, no people in it to speak of, or not too many. But in the Scotland film, you surely had all kinds of folks in that. How do you pick your topics? Whatever interests you, I guess.
Yeah. As you venture through life, things come up, suggestions are made. Probably the wildest suggestion I've ever had is when I did Bhutan, and I'm guessing that a lot of our audience out there doesn't know what I'm talking about when I say Bhutan.
That's over in East Asia, right?
Yes, it's in the Himalayas, right?
Okay.
If you look at a map of Asia, you see India. Well, right above it is Nepal, slightly to the left, and to the right is Bhutan, and above those two is Tibet and China. But my wife runs a museum, and one day, not too long after we were married, in 2000, she said to me right out of the blue, she said, "You should make a film on Bhutan." And doggone it, I'm a good geographer, but that one had gotten under my radar. And I looked at her and I said, "Boo hoo?" And she said, "Bhutan."
Is that a guy? Is that a person?
she said, "Well, it's a little country in the Himalayas. I've always wanted to go there." And really? She said, "Yeah." Well, about 6 months after that, we were in New York City at a museum. We're always going to museums all over the place, looking at shows that she's thinking about bringing to her museum.
Okay.
And I was in the gift shop, and I was looking at books, and I saw this little book that said Bhutan. I held it up, and she said, "See, I told you, Bhutan."
See, I told you it actually exists.
Yeah, I bought it, and I read it, and I said, "My God, this is really an exotic place, but I'll probably never go there." Well, another few months went by, and I was reading the Morning Mail. I have an office at the museum.
Uh-huh.
And there was a newsletter there from ICF, which is the International Crane Foundation there in Baraboo, Wisconsin. I'm a member.
Okay.
And I was reading through it, and here's a little four-color brochure on a trip for 8 people to go to Bhutan to see the black-neck cranes.
Really?
So I showed it to her, and she said, "Let's go. Let's do it." So
it's kismet.
Did, and I just became so intrigued with that country that we went back and spend 5 weeks there making a film on Bhutan, an incredible show.
I know that's not your show tonight, but tell me a little bit about Bhutan. How big a country is that?
It's Vermont and New Hampshire put together.
Okay.
17,000 square miles, about 700,000 people. It's the last independent Himalayan Buddhist kingdom. At one time, there were 4, and the other 3 had been assimilated by other countries. And most recently, Tibet was taken over by China.
Right.
Mustang was taken over by Nepal, and Sikkim was taken over by India. So Bhutan is the last independent Himalayan Buddhist kingdom. Can you imagine a country where there is no crime?
Difficult to imagine.
Yep. No jails, no prisons, no crime. When you get there, one of the first things they'll give you is a padlock, because every door has a hasp on it. But after about the third day, you say to yourself, why am I doing this? Nobody steals here. Nobody bothers your stuff. I would often walk off into the forest and leave my stuff on the road, and I'd come back 4 or 5 hours later, all my stuff is sitting right there.
Is that right? That's impressive.
Yeah, it's as close as you'll ever get to Shangri-La.
Wow. I wonder if that was one of the places that Milton or whoever had in mind whenever they wrote about Shangri-La.
Yes. Yes. That is the place they had in mind.
Had he been there?
Pretty incredible. Yeah, I made a film there.
No, had he been there? I was wondering if if Milton had. I didn't think he had.
No, he hadn't. No, he'd heard about it. But I know, having been there, I spent 5 weeks there making that film. And it was just, here, give you an example of how incredible it is. In all of North America, that's Canada, U.S., and Mexico, we have just shy of 1,000 bird species.
Okay.
Bhutan, which is Vermont and New Hampshire put together, has 770 species.
Oh, my goodness. That's So basically it's because it's untouched, I guess, right, for the most part?
Exactly. Exactly. It's one of the 10 biodiversity hotspots in the world.
Really?
It's an incredible place. Incredible. The wildlife there just is mind-blowing. But having said all that, we've got an awful lot of neat stuff here in the Great Lakes region that people aren't aware of, and that's what we're going to show them this evening. Out in the forest, in the wilderness.
I want to know in the Woodland Drummer, in the Superior Land of the Woodland Drummer, which is the show tonight at the Travelogue at the First Baptist Church here in Fairfield, the Rotary and Wayne County Farm Bureau Travelogue. Did you catch any, were you able to capture any, on film, any wolverines? Since you're a Go Blue guy. Did you capture any wolverines?
Well, I've seen one wolverine in my professional life, and that was in Alaska.
Really?
In Denali National Park. I made a film on Denali, and I did see one there. But, no, the business about the wolverine in Michigan is pretty much from the fur trade, when a lot of them were coming through Toledo.
Uh-huh.
And they thought they were coming from Michigan, where they weren't. They were coming from the far west. But they referred to that area as the Wolverine State. Now, there has been a sighting. Just a couple of years ago, there was a sighting of a wolverine in the Thumb area of the Lower Peninsula.
Oh, is that right?
I haven't heard anything more about it. Yep, yep. In fact, I've seen the pictures where the animal actually was photographed. And where it came from or how it got there, nobody knows. I don't think it's an escapee. I just think it came out of Canada and somehow got to Michigan. But I haven't heard anything about it in the last couple of years. But there was one sighted there, so technically, I guess you can still call us the Wolverine State.
Those are nasty little beasts, aren't they?
Yep, they are. They are. They're a large member of the weasel family, and they can back a bear off of a kill. They're tough customers.
Well, I was wondering, whenever you saw the one in Denali, how far away were you? Or because I presumably it was in the wild. How far away were you? Or you kept your distance? I presume, right?
Well, not as much as I'd like to have gotten a lot closer. I was climbing a mountain and photographing dall sheep. And, of course, at one point I was just walking along, watching my feet, looking. And all of a sudden I looked up and I see this animal running. Of course, I knew instantly what it was.
Uh-huh.
And he hopped up on a rock and sat there and looked at me. I shot him with a camera.
Sure.
And we photographers, we always shoot. We don't photograph.
Sure.
Photograph has too many syllables in it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I shot him, and he hopped off the rock and kept on going. But that's been my only wild sighting of a wolverine. That's you see one of those in the wild, that's your day.
That's probably a privilege. Of your 17 films, what do you think, Bhutan? You're enthusiastic about that. What do you think is your favorite one, or that you've done, or do you have any personal favorite?
Oh my gosh! Well, of course, this one tonight is my backyard show. It's where I grew up, but. It would be hard not to say Denali in Alaska. That's
How much time did you spend up there, Tom?
Well, I was there for 2 years, courtesy of Uncle Sam.
Oh yeah.
And then I went back, and I've made 3 films up there. So I've spent quite a bit. I've spent maybe a total of 3 total summers up there.
You're an Air Force guy. Oh, yeah. Air Force guy at Elmendorf, or what?
Exactly.
Were you?
Yes,
my brother-in-law was up there about 5 years. Yeah, he really loved
my gosh.
He loved the area. I went up there too to visit him. It was a great time. Great area. Beautiful. Yeah. That's the thing. Is. That's the thing. I can understand you when you're saying you're spending the summers up there. And people don't understand when you tell them the sun doesn't go down. If you're up in Denali, you're heading up farther north where the sun really doesn't go down. I mean, it's curving across the top and going back up, isn't it? How far north did you get?
Well, I've been as far north as Fairbanks, and I haven't been up the Hall Road. I keep telling myself to do that, but I haven't done it. But Fairbanks is as far north as I've been.
Well, you know, at some point, even the wildlife decides it's too cold up there, don't they?
Well, I think they get used to it. You know, they're acclimated, and they've learned to live with it. So it's not a problem for them.
Well, Tom, I really appreciate your time today, and it sounds like your show tonight. Again, this is Tom Sterling. He's presenting the show tonight for the Fairfield Rotary Club and the Wayne County Farm Bureau Travelogue tonight at the First Baptist Church. It's going to be Superior Land of the Woodland Drummer. Season tickets are available at the show at the door. Presentation begins. You got 7:15 now. That's Central Time, Tom. You going to be okay with that?
Yes, sir. I'll be there.
When are you going to hop in a car? I mean, if you're not that far away, I'm surprised you haven't already.
2 hours.
How much wild? Is there any wildlife you can shoot over here in Southern Illinois?
Well, I'm sure there is. I mean, the funny thing about Southern Illinois is when you get down around Marion and that area,
uh-huh,
you know you're in Illinois, but you swear if you close your eyes, you're in Alabama.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I've got people up in Champaign and Chicago who listen to me talk and ask me where in Alabama I'm from.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you got some great swamps over there too. Really, it's Southern Illinois is pretty spectacular. It's
dynamic, isn't it? There's all kinds of different things. Well, we appreciate your time, and I look forward to the show tonight. It should be an outstanding one. Drive safely on your way over here, and have a great show. Okay.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you later.
You betcha. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
That's Tom Sterling. He is presenting tonight at the Wayne County Farm Bureau Travelogue. Their season continues here at the First Baptist Church here tonight. The show Superior, Land of the Woodland Drummer, presented by Tom Sterling. We'll be back after these.